Although we're in the third Sunday of Easter, the celebration has continued. We're drawn back to those moments after the resurrection when people were still trying to come to grips with all the things that had happened. How within the span of a week, Jesus had been accepted and praised as the King of the Jews in his entry into Jerusalem, and then a week later was on the cross with a sign on the cross that said, "Here is the King of the Jews," and all of the pain and suffering and agony that he went through, and then his death. They're still trying to come to grips with that. And so we're drawn back into that with them. And I wonder how often in our lives we too get ripped into some things and we move along and then we're back into it. We forget what we were told. We forget what the prophets and the disciples, the Acts of the Apostles and the letters of the Christian Testament tell us about all of the wonderful things that happened and the power of Jesus Christ in our lives. We forget that. We get so engrossed in the day-to-day stuff or the current pain and suffering that we are in that we lose sight of the foundation that we are grounded in our faith and in our hope. Jesus Christ has risen from the dead. He is seen again and again, and each of the post-resurrection appearances, he assures us he is here forever. He's not going anywhere. He will be in our hearts and our minds and our souls for all eternity. And this is how it will look as we are called to unfold the mysteries that he has given us. We will be challenged. We will be bereft. We will be scared. But Jesus reassures us. In the breaking of the bread, he always, always, always comes to us. In the breaking of the bread, he is present in our lives. In the breaking of the bread, he is resurrected. So we will continue the Easter season. We will continue to move back and forth in time to different parts of the post-resurrection periods. We will hear some of the Gospels again. Didn't we just hear that not too long ago? Well, yes, the answer is yes, we did. But I think each time we hear it, we need to understand that as we hear it and take it into our own hearts, we too are in different places and there are different things going on in our world. One thing doesn't change. Jesus Christ is present. The Eucharist is a gift. And there will come a time when all of us will be present at the table and that Jesus Christ present in our lives will again be present in our bodies physically in the bread and the wine consecrated to his body and his blood. That's our hope. That's our belief. And so the challenge we have is not to let our eyes be shuttered, not to let our hearts be closed down so that when Jesus Christ does come to us, we don't miss him.